بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Another very important aspect regarding hijab is the hijab of voices. Any woman, they cover themselves with cloaks, but they speak freely to men without any necessity, and men similarly, on the other hand, speak to women also freely. They even laugh and joke with one another. In the Quran Kareem, we learn that women are commanded not to place their feet on the ground with such force whilst walking, by which the tinkling of the jewelry can be heard, and the hidden beauty can become apparent to men. So therefore, women should not speak to ghair mahram males, even behind the screen, without necessity. It is psychological proven fact that two things are instrumental in arousing the human sexual desire. One being the voice of a female, for males and for males, and for females, the voice of a male, and the other one is music. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran addresses the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. O wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not be soft in your speech. When there is a necessity to speak, also you have to speak. Then a person has to be very careful. As Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi said, it's impossible that the Azwaj Mutahrat, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would ever speak in a soft voice. So what it actually means in a normal, natural voice, because Allah has placed softness in there, sweetness in there. So she not speak to other men in her normal natural voice. That is why when the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, then we find that the Azwaj Mutahharat, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would place their hands on their mouths if they had to converse with any strange man, so that their voices could be different. And when hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited women from speaking to any strange men without the permission of their husbands. That is, if there is some necessity also, then they must get permission from their husbands. On the basis of this Quranic verse and many other indications of the Sunnah, the jurists of Islam have declared that the female voice should be concealed, just as she must conceal her face and her body from strange men. Similarly, she should conceal her voice from them. So for a woman to stand as a presenter on a radio station to read Quran Sharif or Hadith and Nazams aloud, whereby strange men can hear her voice, even if it's in a classroom, she's a baligh girl, she's reading to an ustad, or taking part in a radio competition, speaking online when the voice is broadcast to all and sundry, this is not permissible at all. We find in the Shariat, women are not allowed to read Qiraat loudly in Salat. They are not permitted to correct the Imam's error, even saying by saying Subhanallah, even if she's standing behind her husband. She cannot make salam to strange men. She can't answer their salam. She cannot even answer when they sneeze. There is no adhan, there is no iqamah for women. If they have to give the adhan, it will have to be repeated. When they have to go for Hajj, Talbiya is encouraged in Hajj to read it loud, but not for women, they must read it softly. So therefore it's very, very important, Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and ability, that we can try to make this separation when we are mixing together, then we are speaking to one another. This creates a lot of shahwat and desire in a person. For men to speak to women, for women to speak to men, it's not permissible. Similarly, for women to listen to the voice of ghair mahram men with lust and desire, is that permissible? One Western thinker said, the voice is one of the quickest ways that make a woman fall in love with a man. This is the reason why many women adore singers. They like to listen to singers, and this way they fall in love with the people. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Bara ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, that, oh Bara, let not the woman hear your voice. And from Hazrat Anjashah radiallahu anhu in Bukhari Sharif, also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, because he said that their nature is very, very fine and very easily it can break like glass. So a person has to be very careful in this matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and ability to practice upon these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In here is protection for our iman and protection for our chastity. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.